so on. Life is moving along for all of you. And the thing that we would like to soothe within you most of all, and we touched on this just a little bit earlier, is that when you look at individuals and their individual issues, it just seems like way too much to sort out. But when you understand that there is alignment or not, period, then there's so much less to sort out. Also, when you overlay all that they are living with your understanding that, and you just said it, but we want to flow it back to you, and we will several times as we're playing here together, because this is a part we really want you to get. You cannot fix it for them. Your only value to anyone else is to understand your own alignment and live it as best you can, and teach through the clarity of your example. Now, we're going to soothe you a little bit here relative to some of the things that you said, because, and we want to start with your 19-year-old by saying that, first, he didn't begin to make his stream go faster because he read the first 6 chapters of Ask and It Is Given. His life is what was causing his stream to go faster. So he hit the ground running. You remember that. And his stream has been moving fast ever since. And by that we mean he came deliberately, all of them did, all of you did, but he came deliberately wanting to explore contrast, wanting to understand. He's a teacher to the very core of his being. His stream is moving very, very fast, which means if you're not up to speed with a fast-moving stream, it is a little unpleasant. The river guide on the river in Colorado that Jerry and Esther rode with said to them, "Friends, this is not Disneyland, and we cannot turn this stream off." And we want to say the same thing to you about your 19-year-old, about all of your streams. You can't turn it off. Your only hope of feeling better is to get going with the flow a little bit better. And your 19-year-old especially, the two, well, all of them really, they are exploring enough contrast that they're in the business of adding to the momentum of the stream in a very powerful way. That's what these early years do. These are the years when life touches you, when you want to know that you're free but don't believe that you are, when you're sorting out all of the injustices of the world and of your peers and of the school and of your society. And so these are the asking, 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 asking years. And we know it would be nice if you could have be born knowing, and you could ask and know and ask and know and ask and know and ask and know. And it's possible to do that, but it's really not the nature of your society. Your society says you're going to have these years where you just kind of have upheaval and you ask and ask and ask. And what it comes down to, really, for most people are fostered in one of two environments. Either they have a very controlling environment, which serves to be the contrast for them, or they have a more let live and let live home environment where they get all of their control factors coming in from school and peers and out. But it doesn't really matter how you play the game with them. The fact of it is they're born into an environment where things are going to be, desires are going to be born within them that they're just not yet vibrationally up to speed with. And everyone knew it coming in. You don't want your children to be bored. We promise you, you'd rather have them all chomping at the bit. A car that's going 100 miles an hour and hits a tree is more of a problem than a car that's going 5 miles an hour and hits a tree. But we promise you, it's so much more fun to go 100 miles an hour. And hitting a tree is not the big deal that everybody's trying to make it out to be anyway. And the tree, in our slightly skewed example, represents the resistance that you pick up along the way, which is the part that you're wanting to help them work on. And the way that you help another work on resistance, which means release resistance, is by releasing more and more and more of it yourself. But you can't be a worried mother or a concerned mother or even a mother whose heart's breaking over the heartbreak of one of your children and be one who's letting go of the stream. In other words, you have to sort of be above the fray enough to know that it all works out. We like to remind you that we can easily fast forward in the life of your children, and it is our promise to you that the contrast that they live is the basis of a glorious life that is coming. And they wouldn't give it up for anything. It's interesting. They're born into an environment.